it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Berwick BMW offers convenient servicing for your BMW with next day availability and multiple transportation options.
The Run Home with Andy and Gazy.
Morgan starts the ruck work. It comes to Cameron. What a finish! What a player! Just like that. That's his 600th at the level. What a magnificent footballer he has been and continues to be.
And potentially a big finish. Hewitt kicks inside 50. Mackay got worked underneath it. Akers again! Jeez. Carlton fans at Richmond Station are hearing back to the ground. It's only 8 points.
Calm the blue and white hoop nerves here at the MCG. His kick four, his fifth will put it away, and that's exactly what he does.
Hopefully we've given our supporters reason to be optimistic. I mean, that's sort of what we're almost always doing, saying, look, we can't guarantee anything, but we're going to do our best to give ourselves a chance. We're not going to roll over, voluntarily.
I don't want us to settle that it was a good effort or it was close. It was unacceptable. And we've got to be better. So Geelong is currently top of the ladder, but we'd like to think we benchmark ourselves off our own standards, and we fell below those tonight on defending. So we've got to be better.
So whatever those internal standards are that Michael Voss discusses after the game on Saturday night, they are theirs to hold true to. But the broader measuring stick belongs and remains down the highway, and it is the Geelong Footy Club. You can say what you like about the two powerhouses in Sydney who are very, very good football teams. But on evidence so far, Shags, through seven rounds of this AFL season,
yes,
I suggest that the premiership at this stage, the premiership road goes through Geelong at this stage.
How many people saw this coming? Because they win the flag, and then last year, I guess right now on the current form, you say, well, that was an aberration. It wasn't the norm. For whatever reason, maybe just the timing of it, the injuries, and they have a downer. But I don't know if too many people had them pegged at 7-0. I wouldn't have thought.
No. I don't think anybody was thinking
that they're going to be this
of them.
Now I know
this year, but
the other thing is too. I was listening to someone this morning. Can't remember who it was, and I always like to. You know, I like to give credit.
When I do. You're very good.
When
like
I
that.
Hear someone from someone else, but their draw is tasty as well. They've got, I think they've got West Coast twice. They've got North Melbourne twice. I think they've even got the Hawks twice.
Mm.
So,
well, if they've got those three twice, it tasty with a capital T, if that's the case.
I think I heard that.
That shaping is delicious right now.
That is more than tasty, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if that is the case, then they're going to put themselves in a very, very fine position come the end of the season. So it's, like I said, I don't know how many people actually predicted this. There might have been the odd one or two, but I don't think too many people were putting their hand up to think that they were going to be this dominant.
No, not to this level. But they're just they're no certainty. The funny thing about this season is that it's pretty wide open. You can make a case for half a dozen at least teams to win this year's premiership. I'd have thought after seven rounds of the footy, but they are the team that you know is going to make you beat them. They just make you beat them. Mm. They don't give it away. They rarely have bad days. They rarely turn up cold. Mm. they deal with adversity. Mm. I mean, Dangerfield was playing a Batty Dangerfield special the other day when he goes off. There's already no Tom Stewart. It doesn't matter.
But Andy,
doesn't matter. Zach Guthrie is playing and putting together an unbelievable season of footy.
And it seems like they do things differently down there. I've had the opportunity to talk to a couple of former players that have played there. Mm. One that's certainly still there right now. And I heard recently that this year they've cut back from the three sessions to only the two. Some of the way in which that they prepare as far as their scouting is concerned is completely not what... You know how you get a picture of this great organisation and the coach and the way they're doing things? It is different in the sense of some of the specifics that this player was referring to on how they will prepare... It was more, not exclusive, and I'm sort of summarising this, and it can be taken out of context a little bit, but it's sort of like, well, you can do whatever they're going to do what they're going to do, but their job is to beat us.
Yeah, right.
And we're not going to, now, of course, they go in there with a defensive plan, and they'll have all those things, but the points of emphasis, that the way in which they were preparing, it was alarming because it was almost the antithesis of what I thought a professional, you know, a team and the way the AFL goes about it these days, how they do it. It seems like they do think differently, Andy.
So what is that? What does that do to the psyche of a footy team?
Well, they found the right way to prepare them to meet the individual's requirements, because they're clearly playing really well. And I guess you could argue that last year, well, it clearly didn't work then. But that was kind of an anomaly.
Yeah, there was. Definitely.
When you look
was.
At the last 10
no doubt.
Years.
No doubt.
Or even longer.
Put a few blokes out for early ops, got them ready for pre-season.
Correct.
They got ahead of the game a bit at the end of last year to put themselves in the best position to bounce hard this season.
And they have.
And they're doing it beautifully. So that whole, hey, listen, we'll give you the bare minimum of what you need to know about your opposition. The
not bare minimum.
But you know what? Yeah, to go further along the lines of what you're saying.
Yeah.
If this is in keeping with what they're doing down there.
To a point where one guy didn't, very high profile, relatively high profile players, the conversation I was having with him, he didn't know he was.
Right. So that must say, if you do that, if that is how you live as a footy team, you've got to keep the arrogance under control, because you don't want that to go over the top, which they do. But what it says, what it must say surely is, hey, boys, don't worry about, they've got to worry about us.
Correct.
Let's feel good about who we are and what
we
do.
Things.
Yeah.
And let them figure out how to deal with us.
And if it's getting away from us, then leave it up to us. We'll do a few things up in the box. We'll let you know what needs to happen.
That's right.
But until such time that that's the reality, you just go out there and do what we want you to do, and we'll see how the cards fall.
And if it's true...
God, they're amazing.
And if it's true, they've gone, well, we've cut back our major sessions. The way I heard it was that, well, we'll go two sessions at a higher intensity than, say, the three sessions that we're normally going to do. The only way you can do that, I reckon, because of the narrative around how you prepare, is if you've got a coach that has a clear understanding of how he's going to get the best out of his players, is not going to cop the same level of angst if it doesn't quite...
Well, he's been through that.
...work out.
Yeah, he's
and he's prepared to stick to his principles and say, I don't give a rat's toss bag what everyone else thinks is the right way to do it. I've had a look at it. This is the talent at my disposal. I've done a deep dive into the personality types, how I can get them going. I'm going to do this, and, hey, that's what I think is going to be the best, because usually these days, you've got to be on the paddock. You got to be working. Yeah, we'll try and find the balance, but it's you got to do the hours.
Well, he's been there since 2011. They've been mostly highs. There's been a couple of lows. I think he feels pretty comfortable in the skin that he wears at the moment, Chris Scott, and the club that he's part of. And I think they feel pretty comfortable with him.